This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Megan, are we on?
Yes.
Is this Facebook Live? Is this on?
Look, we're live.
Live.
It's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review Facebook Live podcast. The title keeps getting longer and longer.
It does.
I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
How you doing?
Phil's over there. Pam's over there.
Hello.
They are together.
Not together, but just standing together.
Only on
The lighting isn't as cool as when Ryan does his Facebook Live thing.
Yeah, he brings his own lighting.
What do they do? They hide the lights?
They do.
They do, actually.
They do.
We have them in our office, too.
Well, they were in our office. They got booted yesterday.
They did?
Well, I just mentioned that I'm afraid of breaking them because I have to get stuff out of the counter and usually it's piled on top of it. And one time I went to get the paper and the lights fell and I want to bust the stuff. So I told Boss Keith during my review yesterday. And next thing I know, they're gone already. I'm like, just give him a locker.
Coming up in this Facebook Live event, we're going to talk about Nikki Glaser's feet, AJ's feet, him rubbing her feet.
I did a good job to him.
Mm. Plus, we're going to review Boss Keith, who reviewed all of us this week. Megan, did you get a review?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do?
I think I did okay.
What's okay? A lot of threes?
Well, I wanted five. I'm a perfectionist.
Well, we all wanted five also.
You got two fives?
Mm.
Fuck this.
I got two fives.
Okay,
so everybody gets two fives. There's a formula to everything he does.
It's a standard.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
It's a goddamn formula.
Right. It's called average.
Why do we even bother doing this shit? Right?
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's like, so everyone gets X amount of threes, X amount of fours, X amount of fives, and then we just got to figure out which category we're going to give them those scores in.
Yeah.
Like the stupid categories, it's like ridiculous. The easy categories that everyone gets fives in.
But now we're going to turn the table and we're going to review our boss.
Okay.
And now if you, on Facebook, want to add some comments as to what you think our boss can do better.
Boss Keith.
We will read those comments live. So it's a full on tribal review.
You are part of it.
Of Boss Keith. Let's start, though, with Nikki Glaser's feet.
Okay, let's do that.
Wow.
Which we did.
Holy crap.
That was awesome.
Yep.
I thought we were going to just do one or two breaks on her feet. It turned out to be almost the whole thing.
Yep, the whole damn thing.
How would you describe her feet now that she's not in the room?
I still give them a six. If it wasn't for those bunions... Those bunions were kind of a deal breaker for me because when the big toe is heading towards the rest of them, like it's falling like a tree trunk, and that's kind of out. But if they were nice and straight, I would have gave her like an 8 or a 9.
Really?
I like larger feet on women. I do.
I wonder why.
I don't like the tiny feet. And when you're a freaking Care Bear, no. I want there's got to be feet on there. You know what I'm saying?
I like average size. Like I don't
well,
want
you know,
too
no,
big
I don't
or
want
too small.
Sasquatch. I want like Shaq feet.
She
or
has
something
size
like that.
10 feet.
I like what he said on the air. He goes, yeah, get those little ones out of here. They're not ripe yet.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not ripe yet. Yeah, put them back, Acorn. Get out of here.
Right.
You're not an oak yet. Yeah.
What about her nails though? Did you like the toenails?
The toenails weren't bad.
They were discolored.
No. One, there was nail polish. Oh.
All right. No, there was no nail polish.
I thought it was nail polish. Oh, see? I didn't stare at them. I'm more of a sole person than the top anyway,
okay.
So her soles were nice.
You're more of a bottom than a top.
Her soles were nice.
You love those pictures on the internet of girls like lying on their stomachs with their legs bent up and you can see their feet.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to see their soles.
That's called the pose, right?
Right. You want nice soft soles, no nasty, what do you call those things? Like used to be blisters and whatnot.
As you were rubbing her feet, what are there comments?
Yeah, so Brian says my neck looks abnormally large today. Thanks, Brian.
It's normally her head that looks big.
You do have a long neck.
You do have a long neck.
It is long.
I do. That's what happened to one of our monsters balls. Someone said I have to go as Beaker.
Right. No.
And
giraffe.
I did.
A giraffe. Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us next year.
That, and then I also got E.T. when he gets scared. He goes,
oh, yeah.
That should be your costume.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, I got all of those.
Nice, dude.
So as you were rubbing Nikki's feet.
Yes.
What kind of sensations were you getting?
I dug it.
Yeah.
I dug it.
What do you mean?
She dug it too, but she was like, oh.
The sensations was the question. Like, what sensations?
Yeah, what were you feeling? How were you feeling? Not just that you liked it, but what were you feeling?
Like, I could have, like, been nice if I could have, like, went to, like, the next level with it. Like, you know, rub them enough to, you know, bing, bang, boom. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom.
What do you think bing, bang, boom means?
Yeah,
bing, bang, boom.
Do the math there, babe.
One of the headings on this.
I don't have that kind of
Facebook
calculator.
Facebook Live should be Pam learns what bing, bang, boom means.
I had a feeling, but.
Yeah, you just wanted to clarify?
I wanted to hear it straight from him.
How would that
turn on?
So you rub her feet.
Yeah.
Right? She gets relaxed.
Yeah.
And then what happens after that in your mind?
In my mind, and it leads to the next level where you kind of start making out, and then bing, bang, boom.
And then bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, well, she's relaxed to turn on for me, so we're good.
So that's a perfect sexual experience for you. It starts with a foot rub.
You're nice and relaxed and everything, yeah.
Right. It starts with you rubbing her feet.
Right.
And then you just...
It progresses. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a nice Sunday afternoon,
like
you're hanging out. Yeah.
Does she give you a foot rub?
If she wants to, I'd love one. No one ever gave me one before.
I was going to ask her, because I feel like she would have jumped in and done that.
I think she would
see
it, because we could have, you know, both done each other at the same time and pretty cool. But no. As always, I'm the one.
Megan just got a chuckle out of that one.
I'm always the giver and never the receiver.
That's how it works.
Oh, that's... on my list of things to do next week.
Oh, I could definitely
Who's coming
use one.
In?
We got an
Stoshball on Monday.
No. If it's a
Stoshball
dude,
on Monday, we'll rub AJ's feet.
No, if it's a dude, I'm out. No, dudes can't touch my feet. I'll punch him out. Remember,
I wouldn't even let
McHugh touch my feet. Remember?
What if we put a wig on Stoshball?
Who painted your toenails that time?
Ted Coppy.
No, he didn't. He didn't paint my toenails. No, what's your name did? Heidi Voigt.
Right.
Heidi Voigt.
You know what we need to do? We need to have, we need to find someone. Yeah, that'll be part of the mission.
You got
to
find a chicken to feed.
We'll find a girl who would like to rub AJ's feet.
Was that an uggo? Yeah.
Jeez, AJ.
What?
I like this idea a lot.
Yeah, and we'll find a person, and then they'll come in, give AJ a foot rub on the air.
It'd be nice to actually get one for once. Like, I always give them.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Always. How often do you give a foot rub?
I've given quite a few.
When's the last time?
Right.
Like, what girls hanging out with me back in the day and everything else? You know?
Back in the day.
Yeah, well, you know, you're wearing heels, stuff like oh, my feet hurt, I'll take care of it for you and rub it for them, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I made that my friend's girlfriend that one time, but I actually fall asleep. I know I said it 1,000 times.
Can
but, yeah.
I say that Nikki Glaser almost fell asleep on the air while she was getting a foot rub? If you were watching the Chaz and AJ Inspire Sleep TV, broadcast or whatever.
I inspired sleep for her.
She was at one point like this in front of the microphone, like her eyes were basically closed and she was listening to us talk, but she was so freaking relaxed.
The kid's good.
No, she had nothing but compliments for AJ's skills during the foot rub.
Yeah, off the air, she said the only thing I would do, and I didn't want to tell you, but I would like you could go a little rougher.
She wanted harder. I was taking it easy on her because some folks, I know personally
she
when I get massage.
Harder.
When I should have. Yeah, I would have done it. But see, personally, when I get any kind of massage, like a back massage, something like that, when you're like kneading my spleen, I'm out. I was like, oh, God, that hurts. No.
Yeah.
I like a nice massage, not you're trying to touch the other side of my body.
Yeah.
Her feet were very knobby, though.
Knobby?
Like, there are a lot of angles.
Because she's tall. I feel like tall girls always have knobby feet.
I love her. And she's
awesome.
Very fun and talented and everything, you know, and everything is perfect. But I can't lie. Her feet are like, whoa.
Everybody has
like,
her, yeah.
Put shoes on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's,
she,
like
does,
said,
she does. She doesn't like to show them. She
like I said,
it.
the one foot, the one toe is going this way. Was kind of like a, ooh.
It looks like she kicked something full blast and the toe never went back into position.
Or like she's ready to snap.
Yeah. Comments?
Yeah, Brian again says we should have a bunch of children try to tickle AJ's feet.
You're a weird dude.
He is. That's weird.
You're
a weird dude.
So he would
be
confused
hell for me.
Because he would like the tickling, but he hates children.
No, I would not. I would not like that. That's just gross. Kids? No. I'm
all
out.
Right.
Yeah, and then,
that would be hell. That'd be hell. Strapped down, tickled by kids. That's actually hell for me.
Okay, let me write that down for next week.
There you go.
And then Heather
just
says,
AJ strapped down, tickled by children.
And then Heather says we should get the psycho psychic to rub AJ's feet. Because remember, she also admitted she likes
feet.
But she said she doesn't like to touch them. I remember she said, I don't want to touch them. I don't like to touch them or anything.
Right.
I just like to look at them.
We can always ask just to see.
Hey, go for it. She got some mitts on her.
Some mitts.
What?
All right, let's go on to Review Boss Keith now.
Okay.
Everybody got an average review. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds like Megan got an average review.
Almost a cookie cutter,
A lot of threes, couple fives.
Like
I got a lot of threes, couple fives.
I got a lot of threes, couple fives, couple fours.
Did you get any twos?
No.
God damn it.
Did you get any twos, Megan?
No.
Any ones?
No.
I got no twos, no ones.
Yeah, and I got nothing below a three.
Phil?
I got three twos.
Jesus.
Really?
How many twos did you get, Pam?
I got two twos.
Two twos. She got a two-two.
I was pissed.
I don't blame you. Twos is like below average.
It's like, okay, well, now I'll...
Two is basically you suck.
Basically. It's like, I feel like bad giving you a one, so I'll just pump it up a notch. But I feel like I try hard, so now I feel like I really need to deserve my two and not try hard. So I can deserve...
There's logic.
At least I feel like I'm earning my two.
There's logic in this.
Do you remember your score, your average, Meg? Oh, okay, 3 points.
Log on to Paylocity and look at it. I'm very curious.
You have to do it on the website.
I reached for my phone and it's up here.
Right.
I want to know what Begley got. That's what I want to know.
Perfect score, probably.
Probably perfect.
All fives.
Right, right. And an attaboy.
What the hell?
Probably a little shake of his hair like, you're a good boy. Tussle.
All right, so let's go around the room. We'll review Boss Keith. Any comments on our Facebook page? They go by so fast, you'd have to.
I'm right, says Joey Bugs.
Yeah. Thank you, Joey Bugs. Okay, who wants to start?
Okay, so we're getting a good and a bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to say something good about the boss and then something where he can improve.
Okay,
not necessarily bad,
okay.
On something, but just where he has room for improvement.
On something good, okay, thanks to him, you two will never be forgotten here in Connecticut.
Right.
Okay, so I'll give him that. And as far as we need to work on, when you're having a comedy show and you force a freaking comic down our throat, you probably should show up for the damn event.
Still bitter about this. This is my favorite thing.
I did a killer job on stage and you fucking missed it.
No, it's not just that he missed it. There was no email on Monday.
Like, yeah, that'd have been nice.
500 people.
Hi.
Sold out in hours.
Right, the guy who didn't get paid. Yeah, nice job.
Right.
Do you remember his response for that, though? Because we brought it up in a meeting.
There's so many emails.
You guys do so much. How many emails can I send?
Right.
Yeah.
So that'd be nice.
AJ was mad.
But another show, like, you know, opened up an envelope and... There has to be 80 emails. So congratulations, you got that envelope open without cutting yourself.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so there's your review.
Yeah, room for improvement could be, you know, when you have a...
What would you give him on the five? Five is perfect. Where would he rank?
I'd give him a three.
Okay, that's low. Pam?
Okay, for good things, let me go back to that. Well, I'll start with the bad one first.
Oh, okay.
I have a little bit of time to think.
Put a lot of thought into the bad thing.
Yes, she was.
And no thought into something.
I didn't realize we needed a positive. I have none of. Just kidding. So for the bad thing, he is really good at dishing out a lot of work and then yelling at me that I don't prioritize my time. Where I think he needs to work on maybe managing us better and taking away some work from us.
Because you're calling people on their birthdays. Like, is that the most important thing you can have someone
do? It's very important. People remember it.
And get my dry cleaning.
Right. And then my good thing is that he will give a compliment. So if he does see or hear something that he liked, he thought was funny, he thought was really good, he will give a compliment. I don't get them that often. So when I do get them, I really, really appreciate
them.
It's
a big deal.
And so I hold them dear to my heart.
So he's due for one this year, right?
Dear to your heart.
Dear to my heart.
What's the last thing he complimented you on? Yeah, exactly.
I got
dear to your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, Phil.
I'm thinking.
Well, I'm definitely going to agree with Pam that he doesn't just throw compliments around. So if you just do your job, you don't get a compliment for that. Like that's expected of you. So if you do something above and beyond, the compliment does match that. So I do appreciate that. Where he does need to work on, I think, is just his communication. Sometimes I think he comes off very harsh when he doesn't mean to. And I think it's just a time thing. I think he does get busy and it's just like, no. And I just read that as like him yelling at me, no, when he could just be like, no, we can't do that for reasons I can't get into now, but just not right now. You know, like instead it's just, no,
if he typed
it never.
If he typed it in lowercase letters, it'd be better for you.
Yes, I hate the all caps.
Yeah, don't all cap it.
Right.
I want Keith Light. That's what we were calling him before.
Keith Light.
I think he's really good at his top fives on the air.
Oh
my God.
Funny.
To the point
when he missed one, I actually got pissed.
Those are great.
We're going to do this every week.
I love those, yeah.
They're well thought out.
Smart, funny.
I think he does a very good job reviewing Begley and his friends.
Right.
He's excellent at that.
Right.
And, you know, my advice would be to try to do that to more people.
Right, and, right, right. Pretend we're at Lamberti.
Give us more
and I like that he's pulled back on U2 on the show. I
True.
Can't remember hearing a U2 song and wanting to, you know, bust a control board. The other thing I would say is that, you know, if you talk to anybody in radio and you guys, the tribe, we all know, and let's just be honest here,
okay,
that, you know, 10 years from now, or you can put in whatever year you think, no one's going to listen to the radio for music. No one. So we need to get on top of that now and to force the show to play three songs an hour. Like, they should be optional. Like, you're never going to get to run a marathon unless you start practicing, right? So we all know this is coming. Everybody knows, but no one's addressing it. So I feel like where he can improve is to start stretching himself out of his comfort zone, out of his original programming of music, 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 and really let us fail, right? He told me part of my review is don't be afraid to fail. Well, let us fail. Mm-hmm. Let us drop some of these songs and start getting ready for the future. It's like the band playing on the deck of the Titanic.
Right.
It's like, yeah, let's just keep playing. We know this fucking thing is going down, but another song, please.
Right, and two player.
So really, to get ready for the future of radio, it's going to be all talk and personality. So let's get this building. This building is full of talented people. Let's get them talking more and playing songs less. That's my review.
Look at you.
Yeah. But
I was just going to say, a tribe member has a pretty good idea. James Brickett, they should let us review you guys.
Who? What? Oh, that the tribe?
Yeah, he just
wants
to review us.
Oh, all right. Well, let's do it Monday because it's going to take everyone forever to type.
Yes.
Right?
It's forever.
Basically, the one
we could do on the air where it's like real time.
Yeah.
All right, so 6 o'clock hour, we have to do the death pool, or Emma will have an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Or the best death pool guest would be Chaz, because she's going to kill you.
True.
That's right.
Can I get that one?
No. And Michelle in Hamden called in, too. She was also pretty upset by that.
She was upset. She was.
She never turns on me, and she turned on me.
She did, like a snake.
So death pool Monday, 6 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour, we have an intern coming in. It's like an intern tryout.
Yes.
And maybe we can squeeze in our review in there.
Yeah.
Then 8 o'clock, Stosh Ball's in. And we have him going out on a secret mission at 8:20. So if we don't see you at the Shamrock and Roll or over the weekend, we'll see you Monday back on the air. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for typing stuff in. And
thank you.
If you could share it, it helps. You
know,
it's all about the views here, right? It's
yes.
Like they don't pay attention to anything we're saying. It's like, oh, you got so many views.
You went too long.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we better go before
we get to that one.
Yes.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See you.
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Try not to do any comedy shows when you're feeling sick.
I won't anymore. Believe me, the lesson has been burned into my brain.
Good. That's Pam over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's
Thank you.
Over there. Have a great week. Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.